Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 8:12 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 45 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
You're listening to us on FM 100.1, AM 1340. Listening to us on that free WRHI app. Download that app today. Watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. As you know, we're in the middle of our Toys for Happiness campaign, our 37th annual Toys for Happiness campaign. And we've got on the show this morning, Jonathan Brown from Jonathan Brown Electric. His story will always tug at your heartstrings. And Alan Miller is here. And Jonathan, you have made Alan Miller one very happy man.
You know, we had the privilege of going down to the grand opening yesterday of Santa's Secret Warehouse.
Ooh.
You know, before he left out of here Sunday night, he turned the keys over to us, and it has been it's been crazy down there. And I talked to Mo Christmas Bell and Merry Christmas Bell last night, and they told me that they've had like, what we have, 78 to 80 boxes that we got in, but there's a lot more that we need. I mean, he said, that's a drop in the bucket. He said, you get it in a big warehouse, and he said, it looks small compared to the way it did coming in trucks. But part of this is the Toys for Happiness Foundation, and some people prefer to just give us a check, and we make sure that we buy a lot of the stuff at an economical price. Jonathan Brown's been very generous every year, and once again he has. And I know he didn't want me to come in here and say this, but whenever you start handing people checks to Toys for Happiness Foundation for $2,500,
oh, wow,
you got to acknowledge Jonathan Brown Electric.
Oh, that's incredible, Jonathan.
So thank you, buddy. Appreciate everything you do.
It's not a big problem, Al. I enjoy doing it, and I appreciate it. It's not something I do for the praise. I just do it because I know what it is to be on the other side of that receiving end on that one, because I was one of those kids who didn't have. And growing up, I'll tell you that story if you want to hear about it at some point in time, but I know what it is to sit there with nothing, have nothing, and be in a need. So if I can give back and change that for people, any chance I get, I try.
That is so special, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. Like sharing that right there, and the inspiration of putting yourself in an experience you once were, but to turn it around and give back to others that are going through an experience is incredible.
Let me roll it out for you and explain to you. So for me and my life from the start to where I am now, I am the quintessential component of what they would say should be a failure on the system, drug addict, drunkard, whatever. Going as a kid, parents were divorced, young age. So there you go. That's step one, okay? Everybody always says that's one problem right there. Two, single mother. We were homeless in a park for 6 months, in the back of a station wagon for 3 months, bouncing around from place to place. Not many people would keep us. I was a troubled kid. They'd always tell my mother, if you give that one up for adoption, we'll let you stay. But if you keep him, you can't stay here. By God, my mother never did give me up. God bless that woman for doing it. But bounced around place to place, you know, had lots of troubles and issues, but look at where I am now. Mm-hmm. Sat there with a teacher. I remember my fifth grade teacher in a parent-teacher conference, sat there, and the teacher looked my mother in the face and said, your son won't amount to a thimbleful of goat squat in life.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I meet all of those standards to say that I should be a woe-is-me failure in life and shouldn't succeed. But I didn't take those on, and I didn't look at that. As I like to say, I looked at everything in the past, and I said, you know what? That's a good building block. Let me set it here in front of me. And I step on it, and I step up. And you can either throw them over your shoulder, drag them like an anchor through life, and watch them tug you down to the bottom of that lake of sorrow, depression, and pity, or you stack them in front of you and you climb up that staircase to a better place. Mm. And I chose that I would not be that way, and I was going to make it. Now, part of that help was the fact that God put the right people in front of me, because in a small town, I got introduced to a little old man about age 13 who started teaching me this trade, and I realized that I could go to work and make money and help pay the bills and help my mother and then grow up. And I've been doing that kind of work ever since. And
wow.
From that point, I have worked hard every single day of my life and got myself to where I am today.
Mm.
There is always hope, and there's always value out there if you're willing to put forth the effort and drive for it.
Mm.
So these kids who don't have stuff, if I can give anything back to help them, I always try, because I know what it is to sit in that seat. And my biggest thing is I want them to know, as well as everybody else to know, there is hope. Oh. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to feel bad. You don't have to feel like nobody cares, because there is someone who cares. You just got to keep looking and make sure you pay attention, because there are folks who care. You may not see it, but if you keep looking, you'll find it.
Oh, my gosh. We're mm-hmm. all over here just cheering up. That's incredible, and thank you yeah. for sharing that.
Jonathan, even at the young age, with everything stacked against you, did you still have hope? Could you still see light at the end of the tunnel, or were you just trying to get through one day at a time?
I'm not going to lie to you. I was always been probably a one day at a time kind of guy, because mm-hmm. it was never one that I sat there as a kid and looked 10 years down the road and said, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm more or less, you know, well, here we go. I think
surviving.
That's exactly
one of the
right.
best
yeah.
things I think God gave me was the fact that I was diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, which I don't take any medicine for that when I was a kid. So I didn't have an attention span long enough to care. So I look at it, that's rough, and 5 minutes later I'm on doing what I'm doing and just keep on moving, because you either move forward
mm-hmm.
or you stop and sink.
Mm-hmm. So true. And I think something very special in that story, being that I work with a lot of individuals experiencing homelessness, the value of a mentor, and that gentleman that took you under their wing back in the day and taught you this trade in electric, and just helping to grow and mentor you, the values of mentors are huge. And so no matter what gift you can give back this season, whether it's volunteering, mentorship, or a gift to put toys in front of kids, is incredible. And what you're doing is a double whammy. You're sharing your message, you're advocating, and you're giving to the youth.
Oh, I would say by far kindness and showing kindness to people is the best thing you can do at any time, because you never know where any one person is in their life, and you never know how what you may do, say, and react will affect them. Just be kind. Just be kind. It's not easy, but just be kind.
It can be easy, though, if it's in your heart,
right.
And you're such a kind spirit that anything you say and share is with genuine just love. And I think people can think about that this holiday season and year round. Spread genuine kindness.
Well, Jonathan Brown has been part of our Toys for Happiness campaign as long as he's been in business. And Jonathan, we just appreciate it so much. Your story just reaches so many different levels. And to your point, if you can repay what someone did to you to someone else and have them grow up a child to receive a toy, and for them it's a toy, but they might see it as career pathing, and they become, you know, a small business owner, a large business owner in our community, that's a job well done. And we certainly appreciate you for sharing that story with us. I think it's one that everyone needs to hear. It woe is me all day long, right? And you're a great example is woe is me, but it's not going to be it's not going to be the period at the end of my sentence. That's great. So Jonathan Brown Electric is the business. And Jonathan, we just appreciate it, sir.
Not a problem. I appreciate y'all. Yep. Thank you very much. I would just want to say to this radio station and every person here in this place, thank you for y'all's kindness, y'all's support, and y'all's absolute excellence that y'all give every single time, because we in this community would not have half of what we have and would not be as great as we are without you, Lucas, without this radio station, without you, without everyone in this place here working the way y'all do. Y'all give so much back to this community and do so well for us. Thank you.
Well, hey, listen, it's a two-way street, so we're excited to have you here, too.